If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah chapter 15. We'll look at one verse tonight and we'll try to mind the Lord from that. Verse number 11. And the Lord said, verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil, in the time of affliction. But Charles, I'd like to preach tonight just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, the faithful few. The faithful few. As we look at this, if you study this and look at it, you can see a type of a church, and you can see the church in Jeremiah chapter 14, chapter 15, and through here, you can see the church. And if we look at this real closely, we might see the church and the Jews at the end of the tribulation, as they begin to see the things come to pass that God has been telling us for so long. As we was talking a while ago and taking our prayer object, I was thinking about this coronavirus that's sweeping over the whole world. It's coming into places. They said they got another woman today that they've quarantined and said she was a flight attendant. Had it been flying all over the world? No, telling how many hundreds of people has she been in contact with? And we don't know, but we know that there's some bad stuff in this world. And we know that God Almighty, our God, said in the last days there'd be pestilence and things in this world. He said there'd be sickness and hardships before the end. But I'm glad, praise God, that the top of the list when it comes to the end is God Almighty, who loves us. He looks down upon us and promised He would help us and He'd keep us, praise God. And one day in a little while He'd call us unto Himself and take us out of this mess. He said, I'll not put more on you can bear. He said, but with it, He said, I'll make a way of escape. Sometimes we think it's too hard. Sometimes we think it's too difficult, but praise God, I'm glad one day when it gets too hard, it gets too difficult, praise the Lord, He's going to snatch us out of here and take us home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Believe it with all my heart. So we see the Jew. And I see, as I see this here at a time of tribulation, hardships are coming on. I see the man of God is standing up, and I see a picture of Jeremiah, a spiritual Jeremiah, a spiritual man, full of the God, amen, standing before His people, this remnant, if you will. They called Him the weeping prophet, as He would cry and bemoan God on behalf of His people because of the rebellion in their hearts and the things that was happening. But I see this little old preacher. I'm talking about a faithful preacher, a faithful man of God. I can see it. Hey, listen, if you'll look around this country, we've got churches that's shutting down all over the place because people's getting disheartened, people's getting discouraged, people's just giving up and quitting. Amen. And I'll tell you what it is. America's going through a time of prosperity, and we've come to the place that we don't think we need God no more. I tell you, lest we be heedy and high-minded, we better get back to God. We better stay, Brother Robert said, we better stay with God all the way to the end of the way, because He is the way. Amen. You forsake Him, you walk away from Him, you won't have no help tonight. I'm glad, praise God, I've got a God that said He'd always be an ever-present help to me and you. He's always going to be there to help us. But we see Jeremiah, this faithful pastor of this small congregation. You see, hey, this ain't the first time this has happened. You remember old Isaiah? He was there before the throne, when King Uzziah died. Praise God, he was looking up there, and the Lord needed somebody, and he said, here I am, Lord, send me. Old Isaiah went out there, and he preached the gospel, preached the word. He was instant in season, out of season, reproving, rebuking, with all long suffering and with doctrine and biblical instruction. Praise God, he's staying with the book. A lot of people say, well, you know what's wrong? I'll tell you what's wrong. There's too many folks that ain't staying with the book. We turned our back on the Word of God. We turned our back on the cause of Christ, and we're trying to go a different direction and trying to do it in a different way and a different manner. I will say it's all right to do things in a different way and a different manner. But I want to say, there's only one God.
Amen.
Amen. He's only one Savior. Amen. There's a way that seems right to men, But I want to say tonight, there is a way that's right with God. And it's the biblical way. It's the godly way. It's the good way. It's the decent and right way. Amen. Glory be to God tonight. I get so fed up with all these folks saying, well, just, you know, accept this a little bit and accept that a little bit. I want to tell you, my Bible said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. We better be careful what we're inviting in, or we're liable to invite in a tidal wave that'll roll over you and roll over your house. Roll over your home. It'll roll over your church. It'll drown you in sorrow. But praise God, I'm glad tonight He's a God of heaven. I'm not talking, hey, old Jeremiah, he was a godly man, a faithful preacher, and he kept like Isaiah preaching, praise God, no matter who was listening. Amen. Amen. I've been in a situation through this week. I'll just tell you right now, the devil didn't want me there. Amen. I've got some looks this week. If looks could kill, Brother Jeff, yous would be burying me in the morning. Amen. I'm telling you right. Amen. Devil didn't like it, but you know what? I ain't working for the devil. Amen. I ain't a servant of the devil. I'm a servant of Almighty God. I'm saying, hey, I'm still serving a holy and a righteous God who has a spirit of peace and truth. And when the enemies are raging, praise God, I still have peace in my heart. Nobody can take that away from me. Amen, Brother Kevin. Praise God. The enemy's all around us some of the time. But I want to say, praise God, I'm like old Elisha over there in the valley when his servant come to him and said, man of God, you better wake up and come out here and look at this. Old Elisha goes, oh, nice morning, ain't it? He said, nice morning. While you was asleep and don't you realize what's happened? He said, while you was here, the enemy is infiltrated. They're all over here. Look up there. There's enemy over here. And there's enemy over there. There's enemy over here. And some back here. He said, we're surrounded. They ain't nowhere to go. Amen. You ever feel like ain't nowhere to go? Huh? Ever feel like you might well just throw up the towel? Hey, praise God, just give up. Amen. Elisha already been talking to God. And God already informed the man of God. Now you talk about somebody preach. Hey, amen, there wasn't a whole lot of folks on to hear Elisha preach. Hey, amen. He had twice the power on him as Elijah. Amen. And Elijah didn't go over too well. So I can just imagine how Elisha went over. But he said, God, come here a minute, Jeff. I believe that little old servant there may have been bigger than Elisha. They said Elisha was a little bald-headed man. Maybe we need to switch places. Amen. I believe old Elisha, little old fella, little bald-headed fella, put his arm around that servant. He said, watch this, buddy. Let me show you something. He said, God, would you just open my servant's eyes? Now, wait a minute. Now, listen. He was there the whole time. It was there the whole time. Elisha done seen it. Amen. Pray God, the servant couldn't see it because his eyes wasn't open. Amen. It wasn't that it wasn't there. Amen. Are you with me? It was there the whole time. How do you know that, preacher? Because God said, I will be there. In the presence of trouble, I'll be there. I want to tell you, sometimes it's only God Almighty that keeps the nymphs of hell from beating us to pieces. But he put his arm around that little old servant. He said, Lord, open my servant's eyes and let him see what you've already showed me. Amen. All of a sudden, praise God, the host of heaven was there between Elisha and his servant. That servant looked up, and praise God, there was the host of heaven in full array. Amen. Probably ready to do battle for the man of God. Amen. Praise God. Throughout the history, praise God, of this blessed old book, there's always been, oh, glory, somebody shout, I can't. Hey, Amen. There's always been something. There's always been an influence. There's always been a power in heaven that's there to do battle for us.
Amen.
Set in array. Amen. Between us and the enemy. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Man of God. Just like old Elisha. Just like Isaiah. He was there. Praise God. And he said, just preach. Amen. Old Bible says, old Jeremiah, he'd weep a while. He'd pray a while. He'd preach a while. Amen. And he'd preach a while. And he'd weep a while. And he'd pray a while. Glory be to God. He was faithful to God. Looking for Him, the author and the finisher of faith. Amen. Not only was he a pastor of the small congregation, not only faithful pastor, but he's a faithful preacher of the pure word. Amen. It's the word of God. He wasn't going out in man in expounding some kind of big old fairy tales. He's a lot of times in the churches today, amen, you don't know where God stops starts and the world stops. Or where the world stops and God starts. Amen. Praise God. I won't say God starts in the volume of the book. In the word of truth, praise God. It'll go down the depths of your soul to dividing asunder the soul and the spirit in the goodness and grace of God to a place. I'm talking about the pure word of God. It'll help us to see it clearly. So like us, we can be like us, Elisha's servant, praise God, and see the help that we have from the throne of grace. Amen. The throne of grace ain't ever changed. Amen. The grace of God is true from day to day. And His mercy endures forever. Glory to God. That right there will make you take a running fit. Amen. I don't deserve grace every day. New and fresh. I don't deserve mercy of God every day. Amen. There's a lot of days. You remember that I ain't God. There's a lot of days. If I was God, I'd probably just snuff you out and send you on. Amen. You say, what? Because that's what I do with me. Someday, if I was God, amen, I'd say, you'd be gone. And I told you, won't listen. Rebellious people. But said it, the man of God, praise God, who was true to the word of God and the God of the word. I said the God of the word, praise God, was true to the man of the word.
Amen.
You won't help from God, stay true to His Word. Amen. Are you hearing me not, church? Stay true to His Word. Stay true to the God of the Word. Praise God. God will stay true to you. He said He's a faithful preacher of the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. He was persistent in His faith. He's persistent in His work. Amen. Look over one page of Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. Verse number 12, the Bible says, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Amen. Now he is looking at God. He's looking at the goodness of God. And Brother Bill, he was looking at where all that goodness comes from. Amen. All the goodness that's promised to us in the Word of God and the Word of truth, praise God, it comes from God. Amen. He said, oh Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. I thought about this it's funny how God always sanctions His Word. And I'd been praying, I got three different directions I could have went tonight, and Brother Robert got up and he said, well, I just want to be faithful. Amen, praise. I said, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Amen, boy, there's a peace fell on me. I said, you got it, son, just go. Amen. God Almighty, I'd read over this today, and boy, God just began to deal my heart. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said He was a glorious throne, a place of a sanctuary. He said He was a hope. He was an island of hope for Israel. Praise God. He said, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. The day that depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Lord. Now watch this. He said, who is the Lord? The fountain of living waters. He said, what they've done, they got out there and they got in the world and they got dry and they got thirsty. And praise God, instead of seeking out that source of living waters, they praise that source, amen, for refreshment. He said, they started looking somewhere else. What's happening in the world today around us? shutting. And I wonder what it is. It's people that's looking for another source of living water. They're looking for another source to satisfy their soul. And I want to say on the authority of the blessed old King James Bible, he's only one source for satisfying the soul. Amen. Jesus said, you come to this well, it's for water. He said, you'll thirst again. He said, but if you'll come to this well, amen, he said, you'll go away and never thirst again. Amen. He said, I have a well of water. Amen. That'll well up in you. Amen. Be living waters. She said, Lord, give me this water so I don't have to come draw no more. Amen. Praise God. Bible said she left her water pot. She left that old earthen pot, a pot there, praise God, and she took home the well. Amen. He said, listen, if we'll not forsake God, said we can have the source of living water. You know how we get that? Listen to what Jeremiah does, verse 14. He said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Amen. You know what he was saying? He was saying, if there's any and all the infirmities that's in me, he said, Lord, I want you to get rid of it. I want you to purge it out. I want you to heal it out of my system. Take it out of my body. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, I shall be healed. He said, save me and I shall be saved. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, hey, them folks that listen this weekend or Monday over there, I talked to the boy's mom and she said, preacher, I thank you for saving my son. Well, if I'd saved him, he wouldn't have much. But amen, when the Holy Ghost of God stirs in their heart and they believe on Lord Jesus Christ and they confess their sins, they say, oh Lord, forgive me, an old, dirty, stinking, rotten sinner, praise God. Save me, praise the Lord. He said, Jeremiah said, Lord, if you save me, he said, praise God, I'm going to be saved. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost of God to save somebody. Amen, we're living a day and an hour that we'll go down the row and we'll say, here, would you like to be saved? Oh, yes, preacher, we'll put your name on the list. Amen. Brother Rex, would you like to be saved? So just, would you sign your name on the list? Miss Penny, could you put your name? I know you'd like to be saved, put your name, and then at the end of the day, they'll go, oh, my goodness, this morning we had 27 saved. Amen. Deceived of the devil is what they are. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost of God to draw our hearts to show us we're an old sinner in need of a Savior. Jeremiah said, Lord, if you'll cleanse me, if you'll seek out the impurities, if you'll heal me, praise God, he said, I'll be clean. He said, Lord, if you'll save me, I'll be saved. Amen. You know what he's saying? He said, Lord, if you'll clean me, if you'll save me, he said, praise God, I'll be clean. He said, I'll be pure. I'll be sanctified. I'll be righteous. Praise God, Lord, I'll be holy unto you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about a faithful few, praise God. It can make a big difference in this world. Just a faithful few. He said, I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Amen. He says, behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. He done preached them the word. He'd been preaching them the word. You know what? You know what? It wasn't the preaching. It wasn't the preacher. Amen. It was the hearing that was bad. Amen. The word was there. The word was being preached, but it was the hearing of the word that was bad. Man, they wasn't hearing it. You said, preacher, how do you know? I'll show you in a minute. Amen. He said, let it come now. He said, all right, but what if you know what I'd done? Praise God, I'd have thrown back and preached for about 4 hours. I'd have started Genesis, preached through Revelation, praise God, till I wore them out. Amen. Praise God. I'd say, hey, there's a whole word, praise God. What are you going to do with it? Amen. You do that in the day and hour we live, and it don't make much difference. We've become hardened to the Word of God. There's a whole lot of people out there. I talk to people all the time. Say, well, I know what I need to do. Praise God. Well, that's good. Just do it. Amen. You know what? They're trying to do it with their flesh because the Holy Ghost God never showed them where they're at. Amen? In our intellect, we know what's right. Hopefully, mom and daddy raised us up in a way that showed us, pointed us towards what was right. I think most of us got that. I tell you, we're living in the world today, though. A lot of kids don't get that. Man, they take them to 6, 7 years old, and they just turn them loose. Amen. These folks today that in 6th, 7th, 8th grade had never been in the house of God, never heard the word of God. To our shame, they said, let it come now. Listen to what Jeremiah says. He said, as for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Amen. He said, listen, I've not shirked my responsibility. He said, since God called me to preach, praise God. He said, I've not hesitated to preach the word. He said, I've not hesitated to tell you the truth, that the truth could make you free. He said, I've tried to. He said, well, the woeful days coming up. He said, I hate it that it's happened. He said, but I got to tell you about every aspect of God. Amen. Told you the things was going to happen. Told you the hand of God was going to move upon the plate. I want to say God's hand is going to move upon this world. He's going to move upon this nation. God's will be done. If we don't change our way, God's wrath is going to come down upon us one of these days, because we're waxing worse and worse. Evil is everywhere you look. I'm not talking about sinfulness. I'm just talking about slap wickedness. I'm talking about people full of the devil. Amen. There's a lot of people out there, it's just they're demon possessed. Their whole aspect, their whole attitude is controlled by the devil. Amen. Amen. I need a good devil killing service, praise God. Amen. Praise God. I got a t-shirt that Teresa's going to order for me. Amen. It says pastor on it. How the rest of that go? Something about the pastor, and then it says what he is. And he says that he's a devil stomping ninja, said is not the right word to use. Amen. Praise God. That's what we need to be. Praise God. Hey, listen, I've got a DD. Amen. I'm a devil disturber. Praise God. He don't like me. Praise the Lord. A whole lot of old sinners don't like me. But praise God, I love them. I want to see them saved. Amen. I'd like to be able to throw my arm around them, hug their neck, love them up, call them brother, call them sister. Amen. Praise God. That's what makes the difference. Praise the Lord. He asked for me. He said, I've not had chased from being a pastor to follow thee. Neither have desired a woeful day. Amen. He said, I didn't order this. Amen. I've just been trying to tell you. Hey, I'm just a mailman. I'm just trying to tell you what God says. Because God loves you enough to warn you of what's ahead. Amen. That's what we ought to be doing, young, just warning those folks out there of what's ahead. Amen. Hey, it's heaven or hell. Amen. Peace and prosperity or doom and gloom. Amen. He said, that which came out of my lips was right before thee. He said, I've never done told much. He said, hey, listen. He said, I've never done nothing but told you the truth. Amen. But you didn't want to hear the truth, did you? I said, oh no, Jeremiah, tell us the truth. He said, they said, tell it to us now. Let it come now. Amen. He said, God's wrath's coming down on you rascals. You go back and read the past two chapters. He said, you are in for destruction. Amen. God's going to whittle you down. They said, oh, tell us the truth now. We're willing to listen. Look at verse 23 of verse 17. He said, but they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff that they might not hear nor receive instruction. Amen. I got to think about that. Man, if that ain't the world that we're living in today. Everybody said, oh, preacher, tell us the truth. Tell us the truth. Just like it did in Ezekiel's day. They said, oh, man of God, tell us the truth. Oh, man, what lovely words coming out of your mouth. Oh, the truth of God, if we've ever heard it. Hey, folks, you've got to come here. You've got to hear this man of God, oracles of God, speaking as God himself. The words coming out of his mouth. Come listen. Oh, it's just like music to our ear. But we're not going to do it. Before they got out of that verse. They said, but we're not going to do it. Amen. How often do we hear that? Boy, Brother X, I'm glad you're living for the Lord. And I'm not going to. You ever get that? All the time. Boy, preacher, I'm still glad you're up there stoning for preaching the Word. I ain't going nowhere to listen to it. Amen. So you ought to come up and be with us. I don't think so, preacher. You know what they're saying? Yeah, boy, I appreciate you, but I'm not going. I appreciate you, but I'm not listening. So they won't incline their ear. They won't even take time to hear. Well, they don't even know what they're missing out on. Amen. Jeremiah said, I'm just going to be faithful to the Lord. I'm just going to keep preaching the gospel. I'm going to keep giving out truth, praise God. He said, and you know why? He said, because one day it'll all come through. God will come through for us. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 11. The Lord said, verily, or of a truth, or most certainly, it shall be well with thy remnant. Amen. Praise God. What he's saying here, he said, hey, listen. He said that for a faithful few, praise God, God's going to come through for you. Those that are expecting Him to be there, those are expecting to lift them up, those that's expecting the encouragement from God. He said, God, one day, God's going to come through. When's going to come through? Preacher, when's He going to come through for me? Right now, if you'll let Him. He'll come through for you right now if you'll let Him. Expect Him to do us. Amen. God will come through for you. He's coming through for us now. He's blessed us, helping us, He's encouraging us. Amen. He's getting us closer to everything. He's getting us closer to a jumping off place. Amen. One day, praise God, we're going to step out of here. Could you imagine one day? I've always thought about it. Just be preaching in a big old way in the power of God. Amen. Going back through this aisle or something, boy, just a praising, giving God the glory. And all of a sudden, I take another step. My foot never hits the ground again. Amen. Glory be to God, Brother Bill. I just go out of here. I lose gravitation. Amen. Glory to God. And just see myself going on out through here. Amen. The ceiling don't hinder me. Praise God. The atmosphere don't hinder me. The sky don't hinder me. Nothing hinders me, praise God, because I'm a child of God. And when I take that last step in this world, praise God, I'll take the next one in glory.
Amen.
Yes, amen. He said, verily there'll be a remnant, praise God, that's a looking for God, and a touch of God, and a love of God, and a hand of God, praise God, so that God can manifest His glory. Bible says, Paul says, there'll be a crown of glory one day in a little while. Amen. He said, there'll be a crown of glory for those that have proclaimed the gospel. In Proverbs chapter number 4, verse number 7, the Bible says this, wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. You know what he said? The old Solomon in writing the Proverbs, he said, wisdom is the principal thing. He said, the thing that we need the most is wisdom. Where do we get wisdom from? We get wisdom from God. Amen. The wisdom of this world is no account. He said, but wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her. Amen. Lift up, praise God, the wisdom of God. And she shall promote thee. And she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Amen. Boy, I thank God for the wisdom of God, don't you? Brother Rex, if it wasn't for the wisdom of God, we wouldn't know nothing about God. But because the wisdom of God, God give us a book of Himself. He tells us basic instructions, praise God, in this world so that we can know Him. Amen. Said, she, wisdom, shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. Now watch this. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. And the years of thy life shall be many. Amen. He said, hey, listen, to the faithful remnant, pray to the faithful few. He said, just press on a little further. Keep telling preaching the gospel, preachers, just a little farther, praise God, and there'll be a crown of glory. Amen. Praise God. To that faithful few. Amen. Peter said, just stay faithful. Tells the elders, In 1 Peter chapter 5, he said, just stay faithful to the Lord. Amen. He said, if you'll just stay faithful to the Lord, praise God, he tells the elders that they'll receive a crown also. Praise God. The elders which are among you, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1, which are among you, I exhort, I lift up, I encourage, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Now watch this. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a cloud of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. Glory to God. He said, hey, listen, if you'll just stay faithful to God, keep proclaiming the gospel of God. You say, preacher, I'm not a preacher. I will say, we're all preachers of the gospel of God. We're all heralders of the word. Amen. The gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless his holy name. Praise God. And not only saying that in previous, but in Timothy, he says elders to be worthy of a double honor. In 1 Timothy chapter number 5, 1 Timothy chapter number 5, verse number 17, he said, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of a double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Amen. He said, just stay with that biblical instruction, praise God, and God will bless you. Amen. He'll give you that crown of glory. Amen. James says in James 1:12, said you can get the crown of life, praise God. That crown of life that God has given you. He said, if you'll stay faithful to God, a few people stay faithful to God, they'll receive the crowns of life, the crowns of glory, the crowns that God has. Praise God that one day we can cast them back at His feet. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, you want them crowns? I want something I can give Jesus. Amen. I want something I can give back to Him because He's been so good to me. Amen. The man of God here, he said, listen. He said, what I want to do is just stay faithful to God. Amen. I want to just keep proclaiming the gospel of God. He said, because there's a remnant. He said, it shall be well with thy remnant, with that remnant, the remnant. He said, I'll keep the enemies off of you. Amen. I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil, in the time of affliction. Amen. The Lord says, hey, listen, I'm going to stay the enemy. I'm going to hold him back. We ain't no match for the devil. We ain't no match for the enemy that we hit, the biggest enemy we have in this old world, in our flesh. But praise God, I'm glad God is. And God says, when it comes that trying time, He said, if you'll submit yourself to me and resist the devil, praise God, He said, I'll put him on down the road. Amen. He'll flee. He'll run. Amen. Who's he going to run from, preacher? Who's going to scare the devil off? Let me tell you who's scared the devil off. A faithful few. Amen. Where a few God-filled, Spirit-filled people are, the devil flee. Amen. You know why? You know why so many churches are failing today? Because they don't have a few God-filled people, amen, to contend against him. They just willing to let open the doors and let him come in. But praise God, we're not that place. Amen. Praise God. I hate the devil. I hate the devil's crowd. And praise God, God, stay vigilant because a faithful few. He said, when I come, who will I find? He said, where will I find faith? Amen. I want to say glory to God. I hope you'll find faith now at Stony Fork Baptist Church. Amen. That's where you find a faithful. Trust in the Lord. Praise God. A faithful few. Amen. Amen. The question you have to ask is, preacher, am I going to be one of the few? That answer is up to you. Amen. Amen. Whether you're going to stay with God or not. Or you going to stay faithful to Him. Amen. Praise God. It's time to just nail her down. Amen. Rewards awaiting. Amen. God says, I've got crowns. I've got hopes. I've got promises. Amen. To all those that come to me. Weary laden in heaven. He says, I'll give you rest. Amen. I'll give you hope. I'll give you blessings. Praise God. He said, I'll give you crowns. He said, I'll show esteem to you because you've lifted up my name. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, listen, I ain't looking for nobody to be my cheerleader here. But praise God, because I've got one up in glory that's a cheering for me. I've got one in heaven, praise God, sitting right hand of the Father to make intercession for me. He's a cheering me on. Amen. Praise God. His encouragement comes all the way into the portals of my heart. Glory. And it just overfloods me. Amen. Why? Because I'm one of the chosen few. I'm one of those few that's going to be here, praise God. God be my help. Still striving on, praise God, pressing on when He comes. Bless His holy name. What about you?